Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 83. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, 87. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season gearing up across the state of Kansas, some organizers around the state from the Democrat Party say they're trying to keep the momentum going from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz at the federal level and bringing it down to the state of Kansas.
What we want to do is we want to keep that same atmosphere, that same momentum, that same euphoria. We want that to take place here in Kansas.
That was Kansas Democrat State Representative Ford Carr, where they say they are looking to try and break the supermajority of Republicans in the Kansas State Legislature. As Dr. Russell Arvin Fox says, it could be a possibility.
We have all of the Kansas State Senate, all of the Kansas State House up for re-election. Nobody thinks that you have to do a whole lot to change affairs in Topeka. The Democrats have Governor Kelly. They might think to themselves, you know, we just have to win a couple of additional seats.
But American Network News.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot, and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely
Gate 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with a crew credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
One employee at the Geary County Unified School District number 475 has received a large pay increase for the previous school year, seeing a salary for the 2023 and 24 school year coming in at $631,000. And some members of the community are asking why. KSNT News reports that it was a large jump in salary over the past few years of him working there. For the 2021 school year, he made $114,000, with the 22 school year being $93,000. Before jumping up to that $631,000 salary. In a statement from District Superintendent Dr. Reggie Eggleston, they say he's currently not employed with the district, with his final day being April 2nd, but say that the money's coming from the district's connections with Fort Riley Military Base and being part of the Intergovernmental Support Agreement, or the IGSA, saying, quote, the Geary County School District, USD 257, entered the Intergovernmental Support Agreement back in 2021 for design, build, capital improvement, repair, and maintenance projects on post, and in 2022, USD 475 signed a 10-year agreement to continue those services.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Cherry County in the state of Nebraska wrapped up last week having a public conversation regarding wind power, state regulations, and water quality at a public hearing. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, many citizens in the community showed up to Valentine, Nebraska, saying that they were concerned about the creation of wind power, solar power, and nuclear power in their area, along with overregulation by local government officials. According to county leaders, they have come up with what they've said is a comprehensive plan for alternative energies in the area, saying that the plan is a key document that guides to local development, land use, and growth around the county. However, some residents said the plan was too vague and lacking clear directives on critical issues of what it may look like at the end. Keith Marvin, however, a community planner and consultant for the Cherry County Planning Commission, said that it's okay to be vague with the plan so far, saying that the nuts and bolts and details are yet to come. The next hearing on the issue is set for September 10th. Mid-America Network News.
Get ready for a night of heart-pounding country as Riley Green and Ella Langley take center stage at the Kansas State Fair on Saturday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. There was this girl. Riley Green has dominated the country scene with hits like There Was This Girl and I Wish Grandpa's Never Died, while Ella Langley brings show-stopping vocals and lyrics. Tickets start at only $35 and include gate admission. Get tickets at KansasStateFair.com today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A reminder, Marshall County Courthouse operating hours will change effective today. Open daily at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, closing at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and closing at noon Fridays. The county courthouse offices will be closed Friday afternoon. Marshall County Health Department will also begin new operating hours this week. Open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Thursday, then until 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Open late Wednesday evening until 6:30. The County Health Department in Marysville will be closed on Fridays. Auditions for A Christmas Carol, the Broadway musical for Marysville Area Community Theater, will be Wednesday and Thursday evenings. All ages welcome. For those 14 and up, auditions Wednesday run 6 until 8 p.m. For those under age 14, auditions Thursday evening 5 until 6:30. And then for those 14 and older, Thursday evening from 6:30 until 8 p.m., auditions at the Presbyterian Church in Marysville, 10th and Sutter Street, enter on the south side in the basement. Upwards of 400 riders from several states are expected for the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash this Saturday. The event will also include the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K, routes of 120, 65, and 35 miles are planned for the Gravel Dash, which begins with a rider check-in on Friday evening. Riders will take off at 7:30 a.m. from downtown Marysville and will begin returning early afternoon on Saturday. Marysville Chamber and Main Street has a number of events planned with the activities. This Saturday, old-fashioned kids games from 10 until noon. Marysville Public Library will feature a program, You've Got Mail, exploring letter writing through time Saturday at 11 a.m. STEM activities for kids will be operating downtown. A lunch will be served with Western music and cowboy entertainment downtown, plus a historical fashion show. A chuck wagon dinner will be served at the Pony Express Museum along with a barn dance on Saturday evening. Full details upcoming and through Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks are available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken teriyaki, rice, asparagus, and pineapple rings. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy corn casserole, Malibu blend, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Old-fashioned fun and activities are happening in Marysville Saturday, September 7th at the Pony Express Festival and Gravel Dash. Games and demonstrations start at 10 a.m. with presentations throughout the afternoon at the Kester House Gardens and Marysville Library. From 5 until 7 p.m., indulge in an old-fashioned chuck wagon dinner outside the Pony Express Museum and vote for your favorite slice of pie in the Slice of Heaven contest. Supper tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for kids ages 6 to 12. Wrap up the day with a lively and interactive barn dance under the stars featuring the Match Sellers and Derek Dottie. Mark your calendars September 7th for the Marysville Pony Express Festival. Information online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Cooler as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still staying cooler as we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still more sunshine throughout the day on Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, and temperatures warming up throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 86, record high on this date 107, the average low 62 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 7:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. It's 51 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of September. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christie Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christie Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Find luck in Ireland, nor did they bring any home. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. First full weekend of college football wrapping up last night with another stunner. Boston College controls the game from the first quarter and beats 10th-ranked Florida State. BC, a 28-13 win in Tallahassee. Bill O'Brien winning his debut with Boston College, while Mike Norvell and the Seminoles are reeling from two losses to start the season. Conventional wisdom, says ESPN analyst Lewis Riddick, was that they'd bounce back from the loss in Dublin.
They'll get right this week. You know, they probably, it was a wake-up call going over there to Ireland. They'll be just fine. They have too many good players. They have a front four that looks like an NFL-level front four on defense. DJ will find his rhythm. The offensive line will take over. They have so much experience. No, 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 and no.
And Florida State loses by 15. They're 0-2 despite being double-digit favorites in each of those games. Speaking of college football, the Mountain West and Pac-12 missing the deadline over the weekend to extend their football scheduling beyond this season. So the most likely scenario, Oregon State and Washington State would build fully independent schedules for next year. Baseball still a half game separating the Yankees and Orioles in the AL East. Yankees beat the Rangers 8-4. Orioles keep pace with a win over the White Sox, Chicago's 11th consecutive loss, 108th on the season. Guardians 4-2 over the Royals. Cleveland leads the Twins by 3.5. Minnesota 5-4 win over the Rays. Diamondbacks 11-6 over the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani with three more stolen bases. Padres 3-0 shutout of Detroit, their 8th shutout of the year. Brewers get their 8th grand slam of the year. They beat the Cardinals 9-3. Mets a half game out of the final wild card spot. They beat the Red Sox 4-1. Tennis, both top seeds advance in the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Iga Swiatek winning yesterday in straight sets. She gets American Jessica Pegula next. Jannik Sinner advances to a quarterfinal matchup with Daniil Medvedev.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's back to work for floor traders, with investors hoping the gains from August extend into September. Stock futures overnight were suggesting slight losses at the opening as markets await Friday's monthly jobs report. A fight for control of Southwest Airlines could be brewing. Reuters says an investor group that has demanded the ouster of the carrier's CEO and executive chairman now has enough Southwest stock to call a special shareholders meeting. You're paying about 2% more for groceries than you were a year ago. But some of that depends upon where you live. A nationwide price index finds grocery prices rising fastest in Vermont, Hawaii, and Oklahoma. And the stigma of dining alone may have gone the way of paper menus. Reservation booking app OpenTable says one-person restaurant reservations have risen 29% over the past 2 years. Rising interest in solo travel is also leading to more meals eaten alone. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Lots of new trucks at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a pair of 24 Chevy Silverado 2500 model Z71 package, a 24 Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LTZ71 package. They have a 24 Silverado work truck and a 24 Colorado four-wheel drive work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for another Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, if you kind of watch the news articles that go by your desk, you're going to find out that you'll get dizzy trying to figure out what everybody's talking about on farmland values. I've got a report right here. USDA says land values up 5%. I've got a report right here that says farmland values in Iowa fall for the first time in 5 years. And so what do you believe? Well, nothing. None of it. But it'll be interesting if you take into consideration and go right in the middle. Common sense, too, helps. Example, who would think with corn, all grain prices at their lowest point they've been in a good long time, cattle price is pretty good. That helps out some on pasture conditions. But as far as cropland is concerned, how would you give more money? How would you give more money? You ain't going to do that. And the only thing that might help, interest rates coming down, and I think they will here in just a few weeks. I think it'll be down 0.25% for sure, maybe even 0.5%, but everybody says I'm crazy thinking that. But that will help. No doubt that one of the hindrances of farm ground sales has been interest rates. Same with houses. You can go on and on. Interest rates make a big difference as whether you're going to buy or not. So with farmland values in Iowa falling for the first time, well, I got to tell you, those kind of guys are kind of, I figure they've been drinking something when they go to the auction, because I can't imagine they give $12,000, $15,000, $18,000 an acre when we're in that $3,000 to $4,000 bracket. See you on the next Techline report.
Landall in Marysville is invested in their team, facilities, products, customers, community, future, and excellence. For over 60 years, a family-owned company focusing on quality workmanship, products, and employees. Congratulating their team members with their loyalty and hard work that's paid off with a 12-year profit-sharing average of 12.42%. Thanks for all you do in making Landall Company stand out above the rest. Employment opportunities available. Go online at landall.com/careers. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State's hay inventory calculator was recently updated by the university's Department of Agricultural Economics to account for additional hay storage factors. K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed shares what situation encouraged the calculator's development and why it has been enhanced.
Well, the original tool itself was really used quite a bit when we went through the drought times the last couple of years, because obviously forages were extremely expensive and having extra inventory on hand was hard. For one, there just wasn't much of it out there. But by keeping that forage an additional year, that was pricey inventory to have, and the quality discount you got the following year and hay prices coming down really made this a tough decision on whether you sell or whether you hold excess inventory. The one shortcoming of the tool and why Jenny and Kieran have worked on it is in the original tool, it's pretty basic, and hay is hay, meaning if you had brome or prairie hay or even alfalfa in inventory, it just treated that as tonnage. It didn't consider any of the quality aspects of it.
She discusses the practical use of the hay inventory calculator and how it limits holding on to excess hay.
Really, what the calculator fundamentally is telling you is how much excess or how much shortage you have in your current inventory. And, you know, as cattle producers right now, we have some record profitability because of some lower input costs and obviously some higher cattle prices. And our forage inventories have loosened up a little bit, so we're not managing quite as tightly. But still, the fundamental question is there is how much hay do we need to have for this upcoming season? And there is a real cost to letting that inventory sit. You know, obviously you need some excess, but maybe we're keeping too much that should be marketed and not have that quality discount or risk of prices dropping when we have more excess forage.
Reed explains the feed loss aspect of the calculator and how that may affect a user's bottom line.
One thing that's really educational about this tool is it takes into account storage loss and feeding loss on your forages. I think that is something a lot of times we don't think about. And depending how you're feeding it, you know, if you're just throwing them out in round bell feeders, there's a real loss to when those cattle are trampling and sorting through that forage or in the storage side. If those round bales are just outside, maybe they're in pyramids or, you know, different situations, they are going to have forage losses.
That was Robin Reed, K-State Extension farm economist, on the changes made to K-State's hay inventory calculator. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
Do you keep an eye on pollen counts and allergy forecasts during ragweed season? Do they have any value? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 3rd, the 247th day of the year. Actor Dominic West has a birthday, and the final radio episode of The Lone Ranger was broadcast on this day in 1954. Hay fever season has many of us watching pollen counts and allergy forecasts, but who's counting the pollen? And are the forecasts reliable? Here's the bad news. There is no method or equation with a good track record for allergy forecasts. Most are simply based on the normal season patterns and regional history. Actual pollen counts have a bit more value. Reliability can vary, though, as there is no official pollen tracking source, but scores of private companies providing data. Our advice, track the trends over several days rather than a single day's forecast. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is week number one for NFL football of the regular season for 2024, and the Kansas City Chiefs are ready to kick off the entire NFL series with game number one coming up on Thursday night at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. That kickoff is set to be at 7:20, as the Chiefs say they are excited to set the stage for the entire NFL season.
Well played, schedule guy. Kickoff 2024 with a modern-day classic. Baltimore-Kansas City has a rival feud feeling to it, but if Baltimore doesn't get back in the win column against them in this one, well, don't be shocked if the PA announcer blasts a certain Mr. Duckworth song as they walk off the field.
That audio from the official NFL Network. The first two games for the Chiefs regular season starts at home at Arrowhead Stadium with this week, followed by next Sunday, September 15th, against the Bengals, also at Arrowhead Stadium. Major League Baseball tonight, it's game number two of a three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium for the Royals as they take on the Cleveland Guardians.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
KNDY.